understand that your mindset, your nervous system, your body has like a 3-month period of transition. Join a local meetup so you can have women that say, yeah, that's perfectly normal for you to freak out after you quit your job. This is totally fine. So you feel validated and you feel that you continue on the right path versus, oh, what the hell did I do? Let me go back there.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz Fairclough.
And I am Indra Sagadelli.
We are the host of the Invest Her podcast. So we're going to be talking about how to move past fear when you're about to quit your W-2. And that's a big one for so many women right now, especially in the economy we're in. There's a lot of fear around leaving your job, something that was safe and secure, to kind of move into the unknown of real estate investing full time. And so I'm going to share 3 fears that I had and 3 ways that I moved through those fears. So I'm excited to jump into this. Not so much to talk about fears, Andressa, but to talk about how to move through those fears.
Absolutely. Because I think we all survived, right? We all survived. And I think that when you acknowledge the fear and you deal with it, you get your power back.
So a little bit of backstory. I quit my job twice, but most importantly, I quit the last time, 2013, right around the same time, Andressa, that I had Zach, my first kiddo, who's now 10 years old. We did what everyone is supposed to do. Well, the second time, not the first time. The second time, we did everything you're supposed to do. Okay, how am I going to replace my income, right? At that point, we had small multis that we said, okay, this is how we're going to be able to replace my income. It wasn't exactly the same, but it was close enough that we felt comfortable to quit. And so financially on paper, we said, okay, we can make this work. The second thing was, okay, additional expenses, things that you're not sure what's going to happen. You can't worry about that, but you can get your finances in place. So we did all the things that people tell you to do. The biggest money part for me, and I'm a saver by background, the fear was the money going to keep coming in? Were tenants going to pay us so that we can pay our bills? It just came up very strong for me, Andressa, when I didn't have another income to jump into or to lean into. It was like all or nothing, right? Our rentals were it. And we were flipping some properties and doing those sort of things. But, you know, that there was no guarantee. So I really had to, the money fear comes back to mindset. And so I started to do some exercises. I don't know if you've ever heard this one, Andressa, but they tell you to, I think it was Esther Hicks in one of the books I read. And it really helped me. And that's why I'm going to share it here. She said, put $100 in your wallet, like literally a $100 bill, which I don't know about you, but I always feel so rich when I have $100 in my wallet. Do you? Maybe it's just my Italianness that I love cash. I really love cash. Let's just talk about that.
Please, but that's for God's sake. Liz always has cash on her wallet. Randomly, she has like, why are you holding this much cash? She's like, don't you? I was like, I have none. I have none. I don't have even a coin to put on the freaking meter to park the car. I don't have it. I'm all about card. And like, if somebody steals from me, great. And Max will replace it. I don't even have cash. I don't think I have ever, I have cash in my house. Somebody comes to rob me, they're going to kill me.
If somebody comes to rob me, just go to my mattress because it's in the mattress, like the old school Italians. No, I'm joking. But so here's what you really want to do when you have this $100 bill. You actually visualize spending it. So you visualize throughout the day ways to spend that $100. And when you do that over and over and over again, say you do that, right, 100 times, you spend $100,000. And there's something very cool in that process. And I can't explain how it works, but it did work. And it is something when I get into like scarcity, because you can feel when you're feeling scarcity versus you're feeling abundant, to do those kinds of exercises, to do something that moves you through the act of spending, the key is that you're moving money. So that helped me beyond, of course, the important things of your budget, your income, your expenses, and all the things that you quite honestly should do and get a handle on your finances. That's like, everyone knows that. But this is a way to really make sure to move through that fear of money to be an abundance mentality. And it's not consistent every day. It's fluid. So it's something you have to do on and on.
I think another recommendation that I would do that happened to me is that sometimes, right, you have kids and you have other responsibilities and you are not able to quit your full-time job, but you are able to change the terms. Can you work 3 times a week? Can you work 2 times from home? Can you have a flexibility? So if that's your case, what I encourage you to do is to put something on paper that will get you time back, because that's what you need. You need more time back and start investing more into your real estate business or different types of investments that you are making in. So if you're not able to quit your full-time job, try to transition to a part-time or a more flexible schedule. You can negotiate the terms and gain more time, more flexibility. That's the ultimate goal.
Love that. So here's the second fear that we also had to move through, was really about deal flow. So, you know, when I quit my job and I started working more full-time with my husband and taking care of my newborn, you know, we knew we needed to buy more property, right? And we knew we needed to do more. We had a two-pronged approach where we were buying more small multis at that time and doing flips. It's right around the same time I met you, Andressa, yeah, because that was one of our growth areas. So for us, the way we really grew our deal flow, and it is such an important topic right now, right, Andressa, because the way interest rates are and prices, I mean, properties are still overpriced, you know, so you have to really have a multiple pronged approach of, quite honestly, deal flow. And at the time for us, Matt and I both have that strength, have that core genius, if you will, of building relationships. I built relationships with commercial brokers, so did he. And then we do it together and they get both of us, which, you know, we're both like hitting people up. They're like, oh, I talked to a Faircloth already. So that worked for us because we were able to get more deals. I think if I had a fast forward, and I'm not looking to buy a bunch of small multis right now, that's not our business focus. But if I was, I would have at least 3 tools in my toolbox. Building relationships is one. It's not enough now. It's just not. So what I would recommend to folks, and it's all about off market, right? You're going to get the better deals when you have properties that are there's a reason, you know, this, you're not dealing with having to deal with commissions and less eyeballs on. So I wanted to share a quick resource with everyone around deal flow. Because again, commercial brokers and having one strategy is not going to be enough right now. You need to have multiple tools in the toolbox. And I can't stress enough how, you know, with regards to, you know, AI and everything where we are now, again, when I quit my job, none of that was around. So highly recommend a resource, Dataflick. They are one of our preferred partners, and they really help real estate investors that are doing a few deals a month save time, save money. And the way they do that is they leverage AI and tools to find these off-market deals. What I really like about what they do is they help investors connect them to like the county's data, if you will, and they're able to source these properties that have already been skip traced, which is a big deal in our business, right? That have already been cleaned, if you will, clean data. So I just want to recommend Dataflick to all of you. Check them out. They actually put together a really cool market map where you can really start to see, what are the markets I should be looking for off-market deals, not only to tap Dataflick, but just in general. So we'll put the link in the show notes for folks, but check them out.
I am obsessed with AI, and you know that, right, Liz? We all bought different types of lists, right, yep, in the past, and it takes a lot of time to sort through all of them. We don't know the quality of them. And I think utilizing AI nowadays, it is the edge. It is the advantage that you're going to have compared to other investors. So I don't know about you, but I am no longer willing to spend days looking into data since I now have a tool that I can use that can do it much, much faster. So if you don't know why other investors are getting deals and moving much faster, this is exactly what they're doing. They are utilizing AI to analyze the deals and get the deals done.
Absolutely. I love that. All right, Andressa, let's get to the third fear and then how to move past this fear. This one is probably the hardest one, but it doesn't seem hard when I'll say it. This one's called emotional fear. And what do I mean by emotional fear, especially when you're quitting your W-2, is that what you're wrestling with, right? What you're navigating is uncertainty and a little bit of self-doubt, even for the risk takers and for the women that have confidence in themselves. you're still working that through. So the solution, right? It's not overnight, but the solution that, you know, for me, I left my W-2 and I was literally in the top of my game, right? I was bringing in six figures. I had all the clients at my, you know, working with senior level entrepreneurs. Everyone was calling me, needing me, loving me, wanting me are all good things, especially that I'm an extrovert. And I was doing very well financially. And I left at that peak. My job. It wasn't when I was like low. It was like the highest peak of my 10 plus career. So the emotional fear of, am I going to be, you know, am I going to be not as good as I was there, but am I going to succeed as much, right? Am I going to have that same feeling where I'm being of service and doing the work that's important and also being financially rewarded as such? That was something that came into my head, even though I moved past and said, nope. There's a higher purpose for me and I need to let this go now and move on. But that was not easy. So right around the same time I had my son, Zach, I met you, Andressa. And we then started connecting and chatting and becoming friends and we started our mastermind together. And why am I bringing that up for this third one about emotional fear? Is that I learned for the first time how important it is to surround yourself with like-minded women. And that gave me this additional like boost, this additional confidence. So the days that I'm like, what the F was I thinking? You were there to say, this is what you were doing. This is what you were thinking. And this is why you're doing it. Keep going, Liz. And there was moments I gave that to you as well. And that's what this community of InvestHer is all about. Right? That's why we started InvestHer 6 years ago. So we can be each other's boosts and words of wisdom when they're needed. Because we can't be perfect and thinking about all these things all the time.
You know, one thing that I believe that people underestimate is a transition period. You want it so, so much to quit your job. Then when you quit your job and then now you have the time to devote to real estate, you don't know what to do with that time. And that people panic when they feel that way. So the goal here is that understand that your mindset, your nervous system, your body has like a 3 month period of transition where you are reevaluating how you're spending your time, how you're fulfilling, how you're getting your needs met. Now you don't have to have meetings. You don't have to follow somebody's lead. You're the leader. And a lot of things shift. So have grace with yourself. And as Liz said, join a local meetup, attend our other events that we have. So you can have women that say, yeah, that's perfectly normal for you to freak out after you quit your job, that you're no longer have that salary and you were addicted to that monthly payment. This is totally fine. So you feel validated and you feel that you continue on the right path versus, oh, what the hell did I do? Let me go back there. Right. So I, Liz, I commend you. Three big fears and you overcome them. And now it's time for us to help others overcome theirs.
Yep. And take one thing from this mini-sode and take some action. Take a small step so you can move through these fears and feel much more peaceful on the other side. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our InvestHer community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion. So you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.